Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday, June the 16th, 2014, the day after Father's Day. You know, I haven't done a podcast in a while, but I think this one will be thought-provoking at the very least. You know, there's a line from a movie Arnold Schwarzenegger did years ago. The movie is called Kindergarten Cop. Remember this line?
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
He was a cop talking to kindergartners, hoping to get some help to find a bad guy.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Well, in the Gospel of John, Jesus told some people who their daddy was and what he did. It was quite a dialogue with the religious leaders of his day. They hated him and eventually engineered his arrest and crucifixion. You can read it in chapter 8, but here are some excerpts, and I'll be quoting from two or three different versions. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." The Pharisees, these were the religious leaders of that day and time, challenged him. "Here you are appearing as your own witness. Your testimony's not valid." Jesus answered and said, "Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid. For I know where I came from and where I'm going. But you have no idea where I come from or where I'm going. You judge by human standards. I pass judgment on no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is true, for it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law, it's written that the testimony of two people is true. I am the one who bears witness about myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness about me." Then they said to him, "Well, where is your Father?" And Jesus said, "You neither know me nor my Father. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also." And then Jesus goes on to say, "I'm going away, you'll look for me, and you will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come." So then some of them were saying, "Well, was he going to do, kill himself? Is that why he said, where I go, you cannot come?" But then Jesus continued, "You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins. If you do not believe that I am he, you will indeed die in your sins." "Well, who are you?" they asked him. "Just what I've been telling you from the beginning. He who sent me is trustworthy, and what I have heard from him, I tell the world." And the record in John says they did not understand that he was telling them about his Father. So then Jesus goes on and says, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him." And it's pretty cool because the Bible then says that as Jesus spoke, many believed in him. These were people that were overhearing this discussion between Jesus and the Pharisees. And so Jesus said to those that were overhearing this and believing, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Then, of course, the Pharisees piped in and they said, "Hey, we're Abraham's descendants, and we've never been slaves of anyone. How in the world can you say that we shall be set free?" And Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now, a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know you're Abraham's descendants, yet you're looking for a way to kill me, because you have no room for my word. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and you do that which you have seen with your Father." Wow, kind of sounds like we got two fathers here, right? Well, they didn't like that, and they went, "Abraham is our father." And Jesus said, "Well, look, if you were Abraham's children, then you would do what Abraham did. As it is, you're looking for a way to kill me, a man who's told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do such things. You do the deeds of your father." And then they came back with a real zinger. "Well, we be not born of fornication." In other words, we're not illegitimate like you are. And they said, we have one Father, even God. So these religious leaders, who are very spiritual looking, very religious, they said that their Father was God. Well, Jesus responded back and said, look, if God were your Father, meaning if the one true God really was your Father, you would love me, for I've come from God. I've not come on my own. God sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? You are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you don't believe me. Which of you convinces me of sin? And if I say the truth, why don't you believe me? He that is of God hears God's words. You, therefore, hear them not, because you are not of God. Wow, they just told him that their father was God, meaning, you know, the one true God, and Jesus came back and said, no, you're not of God. This is pretty intense, isn't it? Well, then they came back with this and said, say we not well that you're a Samaritan and has a devil? In other words, you're possessed. You're devil-possessed. Jesus answered and said, I don't have a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory. There's one that seeks and judges. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Wow, that threw him for a loop. Then said the Jews to him, okay, now we know you got a devil. Abraham's dead and the prophets, and you're saying, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never taste death? Are you greater than our father Abraham? He died, and so did the prophets. Who in the world do you think you are? Jesus replied, if I glorify myself, my glory means nothing. My Father, whom you claim as your God, is the one who glorifies me. Though you do not know him, I know him. If I said I didn't, I'd be a liar like you, but I do know him and obey his word. And that's part of the discussion that went on in John chapter 8. Jesus made it pretty plain, didn't he? Any person can say that he loves God, worships God, even trace his ancestry all the way back to Abraham. Words, and even your bloodline, do not trump your actions. You know, today there are those who do not accept Jesus as the Savior. That's their choice. They do not love Jesus Christ. Oh, I know, some say, oh, Jesus was a prophet. Oh, he was a great teacher. But they fail to acknowledge that he is the Son of God, that he is the Redeemer, the Savior, the man who laid down his life for the sins of the whole world, and God raised him from the dead to die no more, making him Lord of all men. And so everyone has a choice. But Jesus said that no one comes to the Father, meaning the one true God, but by him. It's interesting, the Bible says the devil is a god. He's not the one true God, but the Bible calls him the god of this world. And in talking to those very religious leaders who claim to love and worship God, and could trace their ancestors all the way back to Abraham, Jesus told them plainly their father was the devil. That's pretty deep, isn't it? Pretty heavy. Being religious and spiritual and tracing your ancestry all the way back does not guarantee that you are worshiping the one true God. That's why Jesus Christ is the cornerstone of Christianity. That's why what you think of Jesus Christ determines your spirituality. And every person has a right to choose, a right to believe whatever they want to believe, because God gave all of us free will. The best choice, of course, is recognizing and accepting Jesus Christ, who he is, God's Son, the Redeemer, our Lord, who God raised from the dead. Remember, it also says in the Gospel of John that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So,
who is your daddy and what does he do?
Well, that's it for this podcast. Have any comments? Go ahead and type them in down below. And by the way, you can subscribe to this blog. It's free. If you do, as my way of saying thanks, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
This is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.